Hello, welcome to my podcast. Today I'll be talking about my experience with KU basketball. How did I become a fan? What players and teams define Kansas basketball? Okay, let me start off by saying most of my family are diehard KU fans. This is part of why I am a fan. I was kind of put into the fan base. A lot of my childhood was remembered by my family watching all of the March Madness games and just going nuts every single possession. However, I don't really remember 2008 when we won the national championship. 2012 was when I really became a big fan. It was when KU went to the national championship game. I just loved how we kept winning and winning and winning until the very end. And at the end, I still wasn't that sad because I was looking very forward to next season. And 2013 didn't disappoint. We had some returners like Travis Relaford, but we also had an incoming freshman named Ben McLemore who I loved watching. However, this year in March Madness, it was a little heartbreaking. We lost to Michigan, a team we should have beaten, but you gotta go through that every once in a while as a fan. Again, I had high hopes for the next year, as we had incoming freshmen Andrew Wiggins and Joel Embiid, who would later be the number one and number three picks in the NBA draft. But March Madness was disappointing once again, as we lost to the number 10 seed Stanford as the number two seed. 2015 wasn't as exciting. Probably one of my least favorite teams since I've been a big fan. We had Kelly Oubre and Cliff Alexander. Those were our main players. 2016 was all right. We had Wayne Selden, who I liked, and Perry Ellis dominated. We also had young players like Frank Mason and Devontae Graham, who would later be stars. That year, in March Madness, we did significantly better. We made it to the Elite Eight, but lost to 2-seed Villanova, who would later win the national championship. In 2017, I was a pretty big fan of this team. We had Frank Mason, who ended up winning National Player of the Year. We had Devontae Graham, and we had Josh Jackson, who would become the number 4 pick in the NBA draft. March Madness was heartbreaking once again because everyone expected highly of us. Everyone thought we would make the Final Four, but we lost to number 3 seed Oregon by double digits. We couldn't hit a thing. They blocked tons of shots. It was a horrible game. And 2018, it was supposed to be our off year. We weren't predicted to do well in the tournament, but we returned Devontae Graham, Sviatoslav Mikhailiuk, and Malik Newman. Devontae Graham won Big 12 Player of the Year. Not as big of an accomplishment as National Player of the Year, but it's still a great accomplishment. And in March Madness, we were the number one seed once again. We made it to the Elite Eight once again, and we played Duke. Now, Duke was one of the best college basketball programs in the nation, and so was Kansas. This was an extremely hyped-up game, and it came down to overtime. At the end of regulation, Sviatoslav Mikhailiuk hit a 3 to send it to overtime, and as you know, I was with my family, and we were all going nuts. And in overtime, we completely shut down Duke, and Malik Newman went off. We made it to the Final Four for the first time since 2012. And we played Villanova in the Final Four, and it didn't go as planned at all. They made around 23-pointers, which is an insane amount, and there was nothing really we could do. And I wasn't very heartbroken. I was content with our season. We weren't expected to do much, and we made it to the Final Four. And there's nothing we could do against Villanova. And like 2012, I had extremely high hopes going into next season. And that season is this season. Am I a fan of this team? Find out in the next episode. Thank you for listening. All information used is from myself. All music used is from Anchor.fm.